Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Our friend, Amory Muldoon. Hey, Amory. Good morning.
Hey, Dawn. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Can't wait for Italy.
I can feel the warmth already.
Woo! You know,
can you though?
We got to talk.
No.
We got to talk about these drones. Have you seen the drones? Are you tracking the drones? Everybody's talking about the drones in Jersey drones. We got Pennsylvania drones. And then we have. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Normally everything happens on my street except for drones. I haven't seen any drones.
You have not seen any yet, Amory, huh?
Wow.
I saw a low flying something, but you have to remember, Dan, where I live, South Jersey Regional Airport is right there. So I don't know what the heck I'm looking at nighttime. I have to be honest.
So in the drone groups that we're very much part of, both you and I, have you noticed a trend of people posting more and more airplanes? And are the drones still out there? Are people just sighting airplanes and reporting those as what they're seeing now?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of airplanes. I don't know. I mean, I'm not nervous about the drones. It's funny. Yesterday I said, watch it be like a nuclear CAT scan thing that got lost. And here, that's what you guys reported this morning, that it could be. I don't know. I mean, do I think we have drones? Of course we have drones. The police department has drones. We all have drones. My son has a drone. Do I think that there's something, you know, suspicious or whatever? I live near Fort Dix. I'm only 20 minutes from there. There's people on that site saying that they're seeing them fly in and out of there. So I don't know. The drones are the last thing on my mind right now. I have a bus to fill on Sunday.
Uh-oh. A bus?
A bus.
A bus.
We have.
Is this an electric
bus?
No, I'm kidding. The Eagles, EAGLES. This is the Eagles bus.
Oh, she was waiting for a moment, Amory.
Right?
It finally
Sorry.
Came. She got
I
the.
Was.
I can spell my friend.
Aliens could abduct me right now. As long as Joe Biden's still president, aliens could abduct me.
So how's the collection going, Amory? Do you got? Are you filled, or where does the bus stand?
Well, the bus is coming to my office on Sunday morning, and I have my hallway almost filled with toys. We have businesses in Mayfair who are collecting toys for us. I have some of my friends. We have Rockets Tavern. We have Lambie Funeral Home. We have Bella Lisa Hair Salon. Of course, Gallows and the Burger Bar, where the bus is going to be. We have NovaCare Harbison, Stein's Florist,
wow.
Stock's Bakery, Lore Salon in Port Richmond, and Trendsetters on Frankfurt Avenue. In Jersey, I have Phil's Deli in Cherry Hill, and I have the Jug Handle Inn. We are all collecting to fill that bus on Sunday.
Nice.
So what's most needed?
According to the people at St. Christopher's, they always need infants, learning toys, and teenagers.
Okay. So learning toys and anything for teenagers, clothes,
toiletries. They stay away from the clothes,
stay away from clothes.
Right now because of hospital gowns. So a lot of the kids, unfortunately, are in hospital gowns at that time.
Oh
my gosh. I asked about pajamas and stuff like that, and they said just really stick with the toys right now. These toys, St. Chris's is doing their big giveaway of toys on the 22nd, and obviously that's the day we're collecting. So these toys are going to go in the toy rooms and the floors for each, you know, for the kids. They'll go in the community rooms. They'll go in the birthday club if somebody's, you know, having a birthday while they're in the hospital. And they will even like the siblings who sit there for day after day with their sick sibling. They might get a toy if it's their birthday and they're at the hospital. So it's all gone to a great cause. St. Chris's has been wonderful. They've been very easy to work with. They just really need the toys.
So I just racked my brain for, you know, gifts for teenagers, because I got to imagine they're heck of hard to buy for. And my wife, Maisie, she recently just, I guess it's a new, like, viral hobby, and it's coming back, and it seems like something you'd expect from old women, but knitting is coming back. And I would assume, I don't know, is that something that maybe people could... No, it's $10 for a knit. They're called Woobles. It's like a new fad for teenage girls and young women
really?
To... Yeah,
they like the knit hats and stuff, Dawn. So it might be, you know, that's okay. But any kind of crafts like the bracelet building or the sand art, although I was kind of thinking of the messy stuff, I'm not sure so much, but you know, we for teenagers, we bought a lot of the handheld games like the Simon and Rubik's Cubes and things like that that they can handhold and sit there. You know, I mean, I'm sure most of them have phones, as they all do, but it's good to stop that for a little bit and get your brain working on other things. So we kind of focused on that. Legos are huge. They have a big Lego area, and that goes all the way up to adults. You know, adults like to build Legos. We did a lot of the VTech stuff for the little kids, so it's learning and fun. Yeah, you know, and even we have a couple bikes, and I asked if bikes were okay, and they said they are because sometimes, you know, they need them for therapy or the rooms or, you know, or when they go home. I'm not quite sure, but even bikes were okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think, like, they do those, you know, those little, they're like a little pinball, like a mini little pinball thing, like any games like that. Would be
fantastic.
Do you
remember the magnet football thing that used to shake and it used to go?
You know, I would think those would be
good. We had fun with that.
I want to ask you what your big gift for your son is, Dawn, but I don't think you want to reveal that.
What's that?
I want to ask what the big gifts for your sons are, but I don't think you want to reveal that on air, do you?
Well, it's a little, so that's the thing. If they're teenage boys especially, they want, you know, but in the hospital, I don't know that they have, you know, virtual, they don't have, like, video games, do they?
Do they have Switches?
They do.
Switches,
they actually have a game room. They have a game room with a PlayStation in it that people donate. So they do have some of that stuff also.
So you could technically donate, like, Hogwarts Legacy or the, like, for Nintendo Switch. I know, right?
Something on my list.
Sure. Sure, you could technically donate that. So the event is on Sunday. It is at Gallo's Seafood Restaurant, the Harvey's Burger Bar side. It's from 1 to 5. We have Santa. We have the Grinch. If people didn't get pictures taken, they can, you know, get pictures taken with Santa and the Eagles bus. So it's just going to be a great cause. We know it's going to be cold. The Burger Bar is having a blues event. Gypsy Joe Alves has a whole blues event lined up that day, and it's $30 to get in if you have a toy. It's $35 if you don't. You do not have to do that. The other side has a bar where the Eagles game will be on, and you can just have some Christmas spirit and some cocktails and some great food.
That's wonderful. I mean,
so
that's,
it's a fun day.
That's really, you know, I was looking at, because you know what's back in? Polaroid cameras. So I was looking for, you know, like the instant prints. So I was looking for something. I don't know if there are little tiny ones that are pretty affordable. I was just trying to think of different gifts for especially the teenage. That's hard in the hospital, you know, what to get them.
Yeah, it is hard. But games, checkers, chess, Monopoly, you know, games that older people, headbands is so fun.
And cards.
You can play you can't play Cards Against Humanity, but you can play headbands.
All those collectibles.
I have a story about Cards Against Humanity. I'll tell you in Italy.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
Might end up with another wrong Eagles chant.
I know, right?
Yes.
So I know that yesterday, Amory, because you're born and raised in Philadelphia. I don't know if you saw this or not, but, you know, Mayor Sherelle Parker, she's incoming. She inherited a hot mess. She's decided to put up this new website that basically it's for accountability and just tracking her campaign promises as she's vowing to have more transparency, more effective, you know, leadership, that sort of thing. I don't know if you saw that, but just your grade on the new administration, especially as opposed to the last Prosecco drinking administration, and what, you know, your thoughts as far as how it's going.
I know some people in her administration, and they are very good people. I think it was a very low bar to, you know, to pass. The last administration did nothing. I am seeing it's cleaner. The streets are cleaner. I come in every Saturday morning around 8 o'clock, and I guess there's a crew out on Friday nights because I have to say, from the Taconic-Palmyra Bridge, down State Road, Frankfort Avenue, Ron Street, Princeton Avenue, it's spotless on those days. I am not seeing the amount of trash. I've met Mayor Parker. She does not like trash. She grew up in a house like I did with plastic slip covers and, you know, plastic runners on the floor. So I know if anything, I am happy about the trash situation. Other things I could critique, I don't know about this stadium being in the middle of Center City. It's 50-50 for me. I've been in big cities. Miami has their baseball stadium right in the middle of the city, and it was fun. But they have it. The problem is they're much more efficient than we ever could be. They have monorails that run to the stadium. The buses drop off. They don't even have parking lots because most people don't take public transportation. So I just don't think we ever get it right. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, I thought of that the other day. I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we had those monorails? Like, they're quiet. They're, you know, they're clean. I would love that. The monorail system. Yeah. I would absolutely.
How about we get the trolleys back first?
are
those even running?
The trolleys,
up in Port
like, block traffic. They're quaint. I know, but they're quaint. They're in Chestnut Hill.
How about we just run Eagles buses down there?
Well, there you go.
The Eagles buses down there.
Stuffed with
and
toys,
Dawn
right?
can. We could put Dawn instead of like the watch the tram car lady.
Watch the tram car.
Watch the Eagles.
We could have Dawn doing the wrong Eagles chant.
I love it. Well, the site was
fantastic.
I know. So embarrassing. I was all distracted. It's PhillyStat360. So that's the new site if you want to check it out. But I don't know. She wants to have a tool of transparency. And she also said that she wants to use every constitutional tool available to fight crime and make criminals accountable. What do you think she means by that? Every constitutional tool possible. And by the way, they've been calling for her to double down on the fact that we're a sanctuary city. Dan, could you air for Anne-Marie and all of us, you know, the soundbite where Mayor Sherelle Parker is saying, yes, we are a sanctuary city. Do we have that?
No, I'll get that here in 1 second.
No, we don't have it. She didn't say that, did she?
No.
No.
Well, Dan's looking.
I was messing with her. Poor Dan. Anne-Marie, see what I do to him? And he's
well,
so
while
sweet.
He's looking for that. I'm just going to say gun violence is still off the charts in the city. Yeah. Nobody ever seems to be addressing gun violence. This past weekend, there were so many double shootings and I believe one triple shooting and single shootings that... You know, I have inside sources, Dawn, and it was just, you know, it was blowing up another one. So I think before we worry about stadiums, how about we let people be able to get to a stadium safely?
Yeah, but I'll push back on that a little bit because I reported on that, you know, I did report on that this week of how many, I think we had 11 different shootings. I think it was about two dozen people who were shot, and yes, three or four killed and many in critical condition. But I'll say this. I mean, I've been working in the city of Philadelphia, coming in every day for 25 years of my life, live in the city of Philadelphia for just more longer than that. The truth is, if we want to be honest, it's select areas. And in a city where you have millions back and forth in a city, it's a tiny percentage. The problem with this is that they're getting younger and younger. So when I actually look at the statistics, and I know about the other quote unquote columns and all of that stuff, the disturbing trend that I'm personally seeing is that the perpetrators, as well as the victims, are getting younger and younger. I mean, we're talking 12 and 13-year-old perpetrators.
And that is very true. And Dawn, you have teenage boys. Let me ask you this. What is there for teenage boys to do on weekends? Unless they go to a bowling alley or their friends have parties, they don't have what we had growing up. They don't have dances. Mm-hmm. They can't sit outside in a playground and do what they used to do. And my biggest gripe all the time, and this is going back to even the Ocean City parties on the beach, that if they could have kept that wonderful for the kids, like maybe charge an admission and, you know, and did a wand when they entered, they loved it. It was great. And there's so many kids down there. There is nothing for these teenagers to do, and they're bored and they get in trouble. Mm-hmm. You have to stay on top of them constantly. But I don't think, I mean, we were the only age bracket that had literally nightclubs that had teen nights.
Yeah.
You know?
Bring that back.
And Right. Have a nightclub. I would pay the money for my son to go in, walk through a metal detector, and be able to dance and mm-hmm. have something old-fashioned like that to have. And there's nothing like that anymore. Yeah. We had Mardi Gras. We had Electric Playground. We had stuff for teenagers because they actually have jobs and spend money. But there's nothing for them to do.
Yeah. You know, I can tell you, like, because my youngest son goes to a private school that's actually in Montgomery County. And so this year, something different. Their football team was playing in the, you know, before the actual official Interact games. They played city schools and traveled to neighborhoods that maybe were not the quote-unquote best neighborhoods. And the kids were warned about, oh, there was a shooting nearby last week, da-da-da-da. So everybody was kind of nervous about it. They had, you know, we had to go through metal detectors to get into the stadiums, you know. When we got in, the comment from the kids afterwards and from my son was what great respect they had for each other. And David said, you know, Mom, we were all just relieved that we could play. All we wanted to do, we're the same. These kids, it's not a racial thing. There's nothing like that. All the kids on the field from both teams, all they wanted to do was play football. That's it.
And that's it. That's it. They want to be kids, and you got to let them be kids. And, I mean, even meeting other kids from other neighborhoods is almost impossible to do because there's no, I mean, we used to call them mixers, blenders, whatever, you know, and you go out and you meet other people from other schools. They really don't have that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a sports kid who does do that, then you even have more of an issue. I mean, my son and his friends sometimes are just going, oh, we're going to go walk around Target for the night. Why?
Yeah.
Because it's some place that they can be without their parents being overhead. And then they just walk the outdoor malls because even the indoor malls, I was in Morristown Mall yesterday. It's a ghost town. It's a ghost town at Christmas time. And I'm thinking they have this huge facility that if they could just make it safe, they could have something, bring food trucks in, bring a coffee cart in. The kids love all that stuff. And really in the wintertime, they're struggling to find something to do.
It's so true. Hey, Anne-Marie, we just want you to give the list of the drop-off locations. And also, I know that this is a sacrifice for your patients because you're an amazing chiropractor and you make everybody well. And fix all of our backs. So a thank you to you and your patients who get scooched over, give us a little bit of your precious time.
Thank you. Yeah, they're sitting in the other rooms. They're listening on the radios in the other room, so they're fine. But so if you want to hear the list again, in Cherry Hill, we have Phil's Deli on Route 70. We have Rackets Tavern on Frankfort Avenue, Lambie Funeral Home, Bella Lisa Hair Salon, Gallows and Harvey's Burger Bar on the Boulevard, NovaCare Harbison, Stein's Florist at Frankfort and Princeton, the Jug Handle Inn in Maple Shade, Stock's Bakery in Port Richmond, Lure Salon in Port Richmond, and Trendsetters on Frankfort Avenue.
Awesome. Until next time, my friend, we'll see you soon. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Woohoo!
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.